Some of me could see her coming to the house of a sinner gone. I'll come here to see me alive. But me and the sinner walk. You won't sin on a road.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You are listening to Cushy Radio, and I'm Ali Laube. Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be doing the show this week. I've had a great week of walking around in the sunshine and being able to enjoy a lot of music that I haven't listened to in a while, so stoked to be sharing that with you folks. If you've never listened to Cushy Radio before, what we do here is we translate the mission of Cushy Entertainment Society, a nonprofit that I helped found with Maddie Cormier, which is dedicated to uplifting underrepresented and marginalized artists. Usually we would do that through shows. Right now we're doing this through radio, but we will be back to shows soon, hopefully. Stay tuned. Cushy is doing some internal restructuring right now. We are getting some new board members, and we're also trying to really get the ball rolling on our next festival, which will happen someday, I promise you. This week, I'm going through a bit of a personal crisis, to be honest. I got dumped. So we are listening to heavy guitar music that is angry and sad for reasons I'm sure you can figure out. This is Ashtray by Narrowhead. That song was called Ashtray by Narrowhead, and now we're going to listen to Alien Boy. This band is super cool and super queer, and the name of the song is We Sleep in Separate Beds Now. I really like this description. They say that dreams and queer feeling is their slogan and mission statement. Super sick. They have some very cool, like, punk pop.
We'll be right back.
that song was We Sleep in Separate Beds Now by Alien Boy. I love that band, and I actually really love that song. I was raised partially in Seattle, and a lot of the bands that I grew up listening to, like Death Cab for Cutie, which was actually an alternative and rock band when they first started, sound a lot like this. So I'm really nostalgic for that era, that West Coast indie alt era. I don't even know what to call it. It's great. I love it. Sucker for it. This is On Repeat by Super Unison. Amazing, phenomenal energy by Super Unison. That song was called On Repeat. Now we're going to listen to Your Career Is Over by Anchoress. Anchoress is a local act fronted by some really cool folks who I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with over the years. Speaking of energy, I mean, this week is obviously loud, but it's also intense. And I
love. Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
That song was called Your Career Is Over by Anchoress. And next up on Cushy Radio today, we're listening to a very short but sweet song, BLL by Signal. I actually haven't been able to get this song out of my head all week. The intonation of her vocals is just like addictive. It's addictive. So good. Everything is in all caps. Signal with a song called BLL. And the next one we're listening to today is by Haru Nemuri. I am a huge fan of hers. Every single time I listen to this album, I am blown away by the songwriting, the unpredictability of the genres and the styles, the ways that she plays with you as a listener. She's just amazing. And this is Lost Planet. One word.
Sit down.
can we please just take 1 second to recognize the amount of range in that one song? Are you kidding me? That was Haru Nemuri, H-A-R-U-N-E-M-U-R-I, and the song is called Lost Planet. Now, this next song I know I've played on the show before. It is my favorite Priest's song. It's called Appropriate, but I think it's actually called Appropriate. That's just me, based on the lyrics.
New hope in the great unwise.
absolute pure catharsis on the show this week is really doing something for me. I am so happy that we are finally getting back into heavy stuff on the show. That was Priests with Appropriate, and now we are going to listen to Rabbit by Kills Birds. I just discovered Kills Birds, and I cannot stop listening to them. I cannot. Listen to Worthy Girl. I already played it. I think it's my favorite, but every song on the album is good. Every single...
This is how I talk about you. I never raise my hand for a second. I couldn't tell.
I would literally die to see Kills Birds perform that album live. I would do it. I would do anything. You're listening to Cushy Radio here on CITR, and next up I have another aggressive song for you. You know I do. Superiority Complex by Illuminati Hotties. Would you expect anything less outlandish sounding from me, really? That was Superiority Complex by Illuminati Hotties, and I obviously love Illuminati Hotties, not a Canadian act at all, unfortunately. Excuse the honking car. Oh my goodness, how rude. The next song is from one of my favorite bands, Gouge Away, and yes, they are, yes, I know, they're named after a Pixies song. They love the Pixies. They're actually, I think, can I say that they're better than the Pixies, or will that make everyone angry? Debate in the comments. This is Burnt Sugar, and the song is called Ghost. Well, well, yet another song ends with feedback today. I can't even lie, I'm a sucker for it. That was Ghost, off of an album called Burnt Sugar by Gao Jue. Amazing band. And here's another amazing band, one of my favorites that have ever come to the city, Lie, Vancouver. This is off of an album called Consent, I think is brilliant. And the song is called Success. But if you like Lie, listen to You Want It Real, because that's their most recent record, and it is actually my favorite out of the two. Although I'm really enjoying this one. It has a different kind of edge to it.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Before we went on the break, I described how much I love that band, but I will reaffirm it here. Lie, and the name of the song is Success. Now, the next song that we're going to be listening to is by one of my favorite acts of all time, off of one of my favorite records of all time. Not Canadian, but it really is a comfort album for me. This is Mannequin Pussy, name of the band. Name of the song is Anything. Name of the album is Romantic. And it is.
We'll be right back.
That song is beautiful, 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 and inspires me every single time I listen to it. That line, "I want this more than anything, I want it more than you," like, this whole album is about the front woman, like, choosing herself. And I love that. I love it. And a lot of people, I feel like, don't fully read into it as much as I have, so I cherish that album. I also cherish this one. This is Vagina Witchcraft, self-titled album. This song is called Pyro, and the presence and the power of these tracks is just phenomenal. Nothing holds a candle to it. It came out this year, and it's brilliant. Like, ugh. We'll see.
Ah! To CR.
TR.
101.9.
FM broadcasting.
Live from
Unceded Musqueam
Territory
in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
That song was called Pyro, and if you like it, I highly, 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 highly recommend that you check out Vagina Witchcraft on Bandcamp. It's a hard name to forget, right? Look it up. We're going to do another one of my favorites. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I have been going through a difficult time. I think that's probably a good way to say it. And returning to all of the albums that have provided me comfort, solace, solidarity, outlet, whatever, has really been important. So you are listening to a lot of my favorite heavy bands today, and a lot of my favorite heavy bands that I'm really proud to share with you. So this is Big Brave. I actually recommended one of their albums, this album, which is called Vital, for the Polaris Music Prize. It did not receive it, but I think it's very worthy. The song is called Of This Ilk. It's long, but very rewarding. Enjoy. This is the deep cut.
Me.
Allie here jumping in to say this is the same track, but there's quite a bit of silence at this point. The name of the song is Of This Ilk, and the band is Big Brave. I have the most visceral reaction to Big Brave's music, like especially this album. And there's a lot of ambience, this low, meditative intensity. It's very special. Big Brave is a Canadian act. So, I mean, why are we not celebrating them, right? Right? I genuinely can't believe that this album wasn't more celebrated. Like, the first time I ever listened to it, I was floored. Like, it's the kind of album that makes you stop whatever you're doing and just pay attention to it. It demands that you pay attention to it. And not because of the lyrical content, because I don't have a damn clue really what she's saying. It's not really about what she's saying, it's about this, like, wailing, like, the anguish, but, like, it's a controlled, very concise, not concise, but precise way of vocalizing. I also said when I was recommending this album, one thing that's really cool is that you don't usually get heavy acts like this that are sludgy and kind of doomy, but actually have a mixed woman at the front of the band. That's really great. And it's really great to have the tonal diversity that she provides with her voice, with that absolutely insanely beautiful voice. That haunting voice. So you've heard what I think of Big Brave. That was an incredibly long song that I really wanted to share with you because it's worth it. This show is intended to be a place where people can come to hear music that they wouldn't normally be hearing on the airwaves. And so that does make it very atypical in a lot of ways, and that's deliberate. We exist to, I hope, fill some gaps, to fill gaps and maybe even your awareness of the musicians that are out there making music right now, and especially the musicians who are out there making music right now in your own community, because there are so very many of them. The next act that we're going to be listening to is Dish Pit, and the name of the album is Dip Shit, so that's cute. I've also played them before on Cushy Radio, and this